Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Wednesday, April 24th, and we start with local news. The Columbia Police Department is actively trying to locate 33-year-old George Alex Bullock and 24-year-old Shamar Ethan Arnail Davis. Both have an active warrant for attempted first-degree murder. Any information regarding the whereabouts of Bullock or Davis should notify the Columbia Police Department at 931-388-2727. Road closures in Columbia will begin for utility work associated with the Drake development, located at Woodland Street and East 7th Street, right in the downtown area. Affected streets and closure dates include North Glade Street between East 6th and East 7th Streets from now through October 31st, East 7th Street between Woodland Street and North Glade Street from now through May 4th, and Woodland Street between 6th and East 7th Streets from May 6th to May 17th. In 2021, Maury County Chamber and Economic Alliance and Spring Hill Chamber of Commerce launched Wired, a mastermind group for local entrepreneurs and CEOs. Wired Mastermind is designed to foster growth and development through the sharing of experiences, lessons learned, and game-changing moments. The 2023-2024 Wired Mastermind Group is comprised of five local entrepreneurs and CEOs that were selected through an application process. The group of five local leaders have been meeting monthly over the course of the year, learning from each other, and developing a deeper understanding of themselves. Each participant committed their time, resources, and expertise to the group, and now it is time for them to host the finale, the Wired Pitch Contest, a pitch competition for early businesses poised for growth in Maury County and Spring Hill. The group will decide which business is deserving of a grant valued up to at least $5,000. The individuals will also commit to mentoring the chosen business as needed. The Wired Pitch Contest is funded by Wired Mastermind's annual fees. Local entrepreneurs are encouraged to complete the application by June 1st in order to be considered to participate in the pitch competition on July 23rd. Chosen applicants will pitch their idea in front of the Wired Mastermind group, and the group will determine which businesses warrant investing and the amount invested. The Wired Mastermind group will then serve as mentors to the chosen entrepreneurs. Find a link to the application by visiting www.murrayalliance.com. All Maury County businesses are encouraged to apply. The application is anonymous and will only be shared with the Wired Pitch Contest Reviewing Committee. Participants are selected without regard to race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, national origin, age, veteran, or disability status. Yesterday, a medical spa opened on Trotwood Avenue in Columbia. Front Porch Radio's Mary Susan Kennedy attended the ribbon cutting to learn about what 931 Skin & Company Aesthetics and Wellness offers its clients and spoke to Angela Scott, owner and nurse practitioner.
This is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio, and this afternoon I am at a ribbon cutting in Columbia celebrating the grand opening of 931 Skin & Company Aesthetics and Wellness, a new center here. And I'm speaking with Angela Scott, the owner and nurse practitioner at this medical spa. Congratulations, Angela. This is so exciting.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, we're just thrilled. Tell us a little bit about the services and products that you offer here.
So we are a registered medical spa with the state of Tennessee.
What does that mean?
So in the state of Tennessee, we do have to have a medical director. I'm a nurse practitioner, but we also have a medical director over us, and that is Dr. Sean Gentry here in Columbia with Northside Medical. And so in the state of Tennessee, we do have to have a registered med spa to be a legal entity here in Tennessee.
Cool. And what are some of the services and products you offer?
So we do offer Botox, we offer fillers, some skin hydrators, we offer ZO Skin Health as well. We have a lot of lasers as far as radiofrequency microneedling. We have IPL device with our Optimus We also have laser hair removal packages, IV therapy, and vitamin injections as well. We do offer weight loss as well.
That is amazing. Your facility is lovely. It's clean and bright and airy, just very attractive place. You've got it all covered about any skin issue someone might have. That's wonderful. And what are your days and hours of operation?
We are here Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. We do offer some special events as well as private parties.
Oh, cool. And where are y'all located?
We are located on Trotwood, right across from the Graymere Golf Course. We are at 1324 Trotwood Avenue, so very accessible to Columbia.
Oh, absolutely. Convenient to so many segments, Columbia, Mount Pleasant, everybody in this area. And what is the best way for someone to contact you for an appointment?
You can call our office for an appointment. Our number is 931-982-6028.
Let's repeat that one.
931-982-6028. We also have an online booking service, and you can find that on our social media.
Okay, and so that's how we'll conclude. Tell us about your online presence, your social media, the booking site, whatever you suggest.
We have Facebook as well as Instagram. You can find our links there for online booking. We also have some other links as well on that specific link that will show some of our other services that we offer as well.
Well, that's wonderful. It's so comprehensive. I know you're going to be such a wonderful addition to the aesthetic community here. Congratulations. Glad y'all are here.
Thank you so much.
Again, this is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio.
Breckenridge Baby, the beloved baby and children's boutique nestled in the heart of historic Mount Pleasant, Tennessee, is thrilled to announce its 7th birthday celebration. Established initially as an antique store a decade ago, the boutique transitioned into a haven for children in the spring of 2017. Breckenridge Baby has been a beacon of style and charm since its inception. Offering a blend of classic elegance with a sprinkle of whimsy, the boutique caters to preemie through size 14, ensuring that every child is dressed to perfection. Originally opened in April of 2017 within the historic Breckenridge House, the boutique quickly outgrew its space, prompting a move to the bustling square in November of 2019. Their online marketing got mom's attentions. The social media content resonated with moms throughout the Southeast. This relocation marked a significant milestone in Breckenridge Baby's journey, allowing for an expanded selection and an even more immersive shopping experience for its loyal clientele. Reflecting on the past 7 years, founder Kendra Nolan expressed gratitude for the support received from the local community. Breckenridge Baby has been a labor of love from the very beginning. We're immensely grateful to our customers who have made this journey so fulfilling. It's been a joy to serve as a trusted destination for families seeking quality and style for their children, she said. As Breckenridge Baby blows out its 7th candle, the boutique looks forward to many more years of delighting families with its carefully curated collections and exceptional customer service. To celebrate this milestone, Breckenridge Baby invites customers old and new to join in the festivities and explore the latest arrivals, ensuring that every child continues to shine in Southern style. For more information about Breckenridge Baby and its anniversary celebration, please visit or follow along on social media at Breckenridge Baby TN. For more information about Breckenridge Baby or Main Street Mount Pleasant, please reach out to Haverly Pennington at haverly@visitmountpleasanttn.com. Praise Fest 24 is coming to Columbia on May 4th. The event will take place from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the New Song Church located at 2585 Zion Road in Columbia. The Praise Fest will feature artists Rhett Walker, Mac Powell, as well as Modern Day Cure, Adrian Acosta, Gospel Mule, and Catchfire. The music festival will also host food trucks, a kids zone, petting zoo, and arts and crafts demonstrations. You can find tickets at www.newsongpraisefest.com. Columbia Fire and Rescue will be hosting a car seat safety event in collaboration with General Motors and the Murray Regional Healthcare Foundation on Friday, May 17th from 3 to 5 p.m. at Fire Station 2. According to research conducted by the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, nearly half, 46%, of all car seats are installed incorrectly. To address this alarming issue and ensure the safety of our local young passengers, Columbia Fire and Rescue will be offering parents and caregivers the opportunity to have their car seat checked by one of our nationally certified child care safety technicians. In addition to car seat safety checks, Columbia Fire and Rescue will be offering free car seats to parents who are unable to provide an appropriate seat for their child. They will have free car seats available for all ages and stages of development. All attendees will be treated to a complimentary Hawaiian shaved ice cone as a token of their appreciation for coming out to learn more about child passenger safety. This event is designed to educate, empower, and protect our community's most vulnerable members. It's important to note that the child must be in attendance in order to ensure the seat is fitted properly. No free seats or inspections will be provided if the child is not present. Columbia Fire and Rescue extends its sincere gratitude to General Motors and the Murray Regional Healthcare Foundation for their generous support, which has made this essential program possible. Don't miss this opportunity to ensure your most precious cargo is traveling safely. Join them at Fire Station 2, located at 711 Lyon Parkway, on May 17th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. for car seat safety checks and shaved ice. The Murray County Horsemen's Association will be hosting its 73rd annual Columbia Spring Jubilee from May 30th through June 1st at Murray County Park, located at 1018 Murray County Park Drive in Columbia. The event begins at 6 p.m. on May 30th. There will be 108 classes shown over the three-day event. The show follows the guidelines set forth by the state of Tennessee, the Department of Agriculture's guidelines for livestock events, and the joint guidelines issued by the Tennessee Walking Horse Breeders and Exhibitors Association and Walking Horse Trainers Association. The event is an International High Point affiliated horse show. Judges for the event will be Scott Beatty, Scotty Brooks, and Justin Jenny. This is one of the shows on the annual Walking Horse Circuit promoted by the Walking Horse Owners Association, or WHOA, and the Tennessee Walking Horse Breeders and Exhibitors Association. Famous for its smooth and easy gait, the Tennessee Walking Horse is a popular breed blending thoroughbred, Narragansett Pacer, Morgan, standardbred, and American saddlebred bloodlines. According to the WHOA, the bloodline goes as far back as 1886 with a foundation sire named Black Allen. The stallion was bred to be a trotter, but he ended up being a pacer. While Black Allen was born in Kentucky, he was purchased in his later years by Albert Dement of Wartrace, Tennessee, to help him produce a horse with a gait between a trot and a pace, which came to be called a running walk. A horse with this gait became the Tennessee Walking Horse. In 1935, the Breed Association was formed, known today as the TWHBEA. It is the official registry for Tennessee Walking Horses. All registrations to be valid must be filed with the TWHBEA on the prescribed form and accepted by the organization's secretary. Join the city of Spring Hill this Founders Day weekend, May 2nd through the 5th, as history and traditions of the influential leaders who created the city of Spring Hill are honored. All events are free unless otherwise noted, but library space is very limited and many programs require online reservations to guarantee a seat. You can reserve your spot by going to www.springhilltn.libcal.com. Please bring a non-perishable food donation as well for the well. Times, locations, and presenters are subject to change, but no rain dates are planned. Please direct any questions to Library Director Dana Giroux at djuriew, that's D-J-U-R-I-E-W, at springhilltn.org, or you can call her at 931-451-0723. Speakers for the event include author Brooks Lamb, who will be presenting on his book, Love for the Land, Lessons from Farmers Who Persist in Place, Spring Hill Artifacts with Gwen Evans, Democracy in America, African American Voices of Murray County from the 1860s to the 1960s with Joanne McClellan, The Formation of Spring Hill, Frontiers Cutting Edge with Tom Price, me, Historically Significant Site Plaque Presentation with Mayor Jim Hageman, Alicia Fitz, and Rebecca Estrada, Story Mapping of Historic Sites in Spring Hill with Rebecca Estrada, Tours of Ripavilla, a tractor show on the library grounds, a cemetery tour at Historic Spring Hill Cemetery in Mclemore on Mclemore Avenue, and a tour of historic churches on Sunday. The events wind down with vintage baseball at Ripa Villa, located at 5700 Main Street in Spring Hill. Once again, you can find more information by contacting Spring Hill Library Director Dana Giroux at 931-451-0723. The Athenaeum Rectory, one of the main historic sites in Columbia, will have a free day on May 5th from 2 to 4 p.m. The Athenaeum is located at 808 Athenaeum Street in Columbia. Free tours and refreshments will be served. Tour the home and become a member of the Association for the Preservation of Tennessee Antiquities while you're there. The Murray Alliance Agribusiness Committee invites you to their annual Farm City Breakfast, honoring the agriculture and agribusiness industry of Murray County. This year's Farm City Breakfast will be held on Friday, April 26th at the Ridley 4-H Center. The breakfast line opens at 6:45 a.m., with the program beginning at 7 a.m. and concluding by 8:30 a.m. The keynote speaker is Mr. Eric Mayberry, president of Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation, and will be honoring the Biffle Potts Farm in Hampshire as a century farm. There's no charge to attend the breakfast. However, they will be collecting donations during the event for their 2024 Farm City Scholarship Memorial Fund. This year, scholarships will be given in memory of D.C. Neely. You can learn more about scholarship opportunities by visiting www.murrayalliance.com. Columbia State Community College's Columbia campus is excited to announce summer camps for 2024. The Game Design Unity Camp will run from June 10th through the 14th for rising 6th through 8th grade students. Campers will craft virtual worlds, master optimization techniques, and bring their video games to life with sounds and animations. Join them for an adventure in creativity and technology. Rhythm Retreat Music Camp will run from June 24th through the 27th for rising 4th through 6th graders. Student participants will experience drumming, comprehend new piano skills, enjoy music games, and take part in choral singing. Innovate and Illuminate will run from July 8th through the 12th for rising 6th through 8th graders. Participants will learn to make fun and useful projects using the fundamentals of circuit building and microcontroller programming. For more information and to register, visit www.campusce.net/Columbia State, or you can email workforcedev@columbiastate.edu. And now your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Mary Linda Johnson Gordon, 87, a longtime resident of Athens, Alabama, died Monday at Life Care Center of Columbia. Funeral services will be conducted on Thursday at 11 a.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. The family will visit with friends on Wednesday from 5 to 8 p.m. at the funeral home. James B. J.B. Shepherd passed away peacefully at the age of 96 on April 19th. A private graveside service will be held at Polk Memorial Gardens. Oaks and Nichols funeral directors are assisting the family with arrangements. Willadine Baker Wood, 92, died Sunday, April 21st at her residence. A private graveside service will be held at Polk Memorial Gardens. Oaks and Nichols funeral directors are assisting the family with arrangements. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Murray County families in the ways they prefer, and why Matt and Susie Sowell believe the way to honor tradition is with especially personal service.
We believe your traditions, your customs, your rites of passage are very important, but we also believe in taking care of your personal wishes as well.
At Oaks and Nichols, we try to do more than just the expected things, so the service you receive honors your heritage and is uniquely yours, and we invite you to experience the difference.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have a mix of sun and clouds today with a high of 76 degrees. Winds will be out of the north-northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, we can expect mostly clear skies and a low of 47 degrees. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group. And if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy downs. And I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
We all live very busy lives. Sometimes we just need a break. Wouldn't it be nice to have an extra pair of hands to help out? Let me introduce you to New Dawn Cleaning Service. No job is too big or too small because they do it all, from residential to commercial. They offer standard cleaning, construction cleaning, carpet shampooing, and window cleaning. Whether you are looking for a one-time service or regular scheduled cleaning plan, New Dawn is ready to help. With years of experience, you can relax, kick back, and call New Dawn Cleaning Service at 615-977-6901.
Announcing two big days of celebration at the grand opening and ribbon cutting for Columbia Paint and Wall Covering's brand new Spring Hill location at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, April 24th. Everyone is invited. On Thursday, April 25th at 11 a.m., Contractor Appreciation Day. Refreshments served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Columbia Paint and Wall Covering has a long-standing reputation for outstanding customer service. Locally owned and family operated since 1946. Zach Maddox is now the third generation owner and operator, following his grandfather, Ralph Maddox, and his father, Zeke Maddox. Columbia Paint and Wall Covering offers a full line of paints featuring Benjamin Moore, window treatments, wallpaper, and so much more. That's 11 a.m., April 24th and 25th. Columbia Paint and Wall Covering's ribbon cutting, grand opening, and contractor appreciation celebrations. 2001 Campbell Station Parkway in Spring Hill, just off Highway 31 North, next to the Spring Hill Academy and Preschool. Give them a call, 931-674-1985, or visit Columbia Paint and Wall Covering online at paintcolumbia.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7, your hometown source for news and information. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. Tennessee House Republicans on Tuesday passed legislation to allow some trained teachers and school staff to carry handguns, despite pleas from Democrats, students, and gun reform advocates to defeat the bill. Dozens of protesters in the galleries began chanting, "Blood on your hands," as soon as the legislation passed, prompting House Speaker Cameron Sexton to order state troopers to clear the galleries. Many protesters continued to chant and stomp down at lawmakers as the House floor fell into chaos over parliamentary issues. The bill is all but guaranteed to become law within weeks, as Governor Bill Lee can either sign it into law or allow it to become law without his signature. Lee has never vetoed a bill. Armed teachers, who will be required to undergo training that some opponents have argued is not intensive enough, will be allowed to carry handguns in their classrooms and in most campus situations without informing parents and most of their colleagues they're armed. The school district's director of schools, the school principal, and the chief of the appropriate law enforcement agency must sign off on a staff member's authority to carry a concealed handgun, so school administrators could theoretically block any teacher from going armed on campus. The legislation also requires criminal and mental health background checks. On Tuesday, Republicans rejected several Democratic attempts to amend the bill, including requiring teachers keep their handguns locked up except during a school security breach, holding teachers civilly liable for using their handgun on campus, and informing parents when guns are on campus. Democrats on Tuesday were broadly critical of the bill, both skeptical it could effectively stop a school shooter and concerned about unintended consequences such as teacher leaving a gun unattended for a student to find or the use of increased force during in-school discipline issues. "This is nothing but a bad disaster and tragedy waiting to happen if we do not ensure personal responsibility," House Democratic Caucus Chair John Ray Clemens said. "Our children's lives are at stake," he said. Republicans in favor of the measure have argued trained staff can increase school security, particularly in rural areas where law enforcement may be more sparsely staffed with greater response times to far-flung communities. The General Assembly last year funded school resource officer positions at all Tennessee schools with the ability for SROs to go armed. Staffing issues have complicated hiring for those positions, and nearly 600 schools do not have an SRO in place. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Minutes matter when you call 911 for a heart attack, and Murray Regional Health is ready to care for you. Utilizing the state-of-the-art cardiac cath lab at Murray Regional Medical Center, our team of expert cardiologists and experienced clinical professionals are equipped to investigate heart conditions quickly and perform life-saving interventional procedures. Go to murrayregional.com/heart to learn more. And remember, always dial 911 when you or someone near you is experiencing heart attack symptoms. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street, across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. Get ready to rock and ride at Tennessee's one-of-a-kind moto and music event. The 7th Annual Tennessee Motorcycles and Music Revival will be held May 16th through the 19th at the 3,500-acre Loretta Lynn Ranch at Hurricane Mills. This popular four-day festival, presented by Harley-Davidson Motor Company, is a motorcycle enthusiast playground and a music lover's paradise. Tennessee's largest motorcycle gathering will feature a stellar selection of artists across multiple genres and a huge variety of two-wheeled events. Tickets are on sale now, exclusively at www.motorcyclesandmusic.com. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM WKRM Radio. I'll be back tomorrow to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.